What fun we have. Life is a change constantly. It's a metamorphosis, always changing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Life is a constant change, constant metamorphosis. We're making changes in our physical form, in our structure, in our substance. We are changing in appearance, in our character, in our tradition. And these changes are constantly going on. These changes are not something that you can see readily at the surface, but they're constantly going on. And how these changes go on and what these changes do makes a big difference in every one of our lives. What sort of a change goes on in your life? What sort of a change goes on in your world? How many things are happening in your world that tell you that you're making a change? Well, now, little children, we can readily see the change as they grow from babies into children, and from children into young adults, and young adults into adults, and on throughout life. And as we see this change in them, we say, yes, they are growing old, yes, they are aging, yes, they are making all these changes, but what are these changes that are happening? Are these changes really something that are significant, or are they just changes that happen? Well, we can ask ourselves, what sort of change is taking place in our life? Are we making changes in the direction that we want to go? Is a little child growing and expanding and having beautiful things happening in their world? Or are they remaining much the same? We can look at our lives and look at the traditions that we hold and the things that we think are important. And we can say, are we advancing in our awareness of ourselves, or are we remaining just the same? Are we having the same cultures? Well, the wonderful thing about young people, they get out and they get into the world and they associate with their friends, and their friends each come from different families who have different values, all basically the same, but some a little different. And because the values are different, because the parents are bringing up each of their children according to what they feel are important values, the children have varying attitudes. And as they bring these attitudes to bear on their friends, and as they live their life either beneficially or non-beneficially according to the attitudes that they have, we sort of take on new awarenesses and new attitudes. It's said that if you will read negative things long enough and strong enough, pretty soon you believe them. And the same is true if you believe and read positive things long enough and strong enough, you believe them. What sort of a metamorphosis, what sort of a change do we want to take place significantly and purposefully in our life? Do we want to have changes take place in our life that are going to benefit us and uplift us? Or do we want to have changes take place in our life where we are feeling very bad and very unhappy? Now, we've seen pictures of children in war-torn areas where they are raised to shoot guns early in their life. They're raised to go to war. They're raised to be soldiers. They're raised to protect their country, to take care of the dignity of the world in which they live. And as they have these values, they sometimes lose the value of peace. They lose the value of harmony. They lose the value of right action and love and joy and goodness. And they take on these upper values of of war and conflict. And with these problems of war and conflict, what they're doing is they're putting new attitudes in their consciousness. They're born as peaceful beings. we're all born as peaceful beings. We come into this world looking for love and looking for peace and looking for tenderness, looking for someone to care for us, looking for someone to love us and to be one with us. And then our life experiences cause us to think differently. Our life experiences cause us to think about anger, hatred, cause us to think about things that are being a disadvantage to us. And so our values change. Our values change from the idea of being beautiful and being wonderful and being thoughtful and being loving and being kind to the values of being taking control by violence of what we want. A metamorphosis takes place in everyone's being constantly and continuously. Now, we ask ourselves, are we master of this change that's taking place within us? Are we master of all of the attitudes that come into our life and that direct our attention toward various issues? If we are master, that's one thing. If we just allow the circumstances around us, the violence around us, to manipulate our thinking and control our way, we change from a loving, gentle child, baby, into a diligent young adult who feels they have to protect their country, and they have no idea what their country is all about, and they have to protect the values that they feel are being taken away from them. We have to be so careful how we train ourselves. When we train ourselves in love, love happens. The father often says to the child, go out and hit the other kid. Be master. Be in charge. Well, that sort of a attitude went out with with the horse and buggy, you might say. It is no longer valid. It is no longer something that we really care about. But yet, here in the United States, as well as other countries, we teach God, country, and mother. That these are the things that we should protect and take care of. And that we think that our country and our world is so right and so good. Well, basically it is. But we have to always go back to the attitude, where is our real judgment going to come from? And, as we have said, God first. And when we put God first, when we put love of ourself and our neighbor and love of the world first, that's what God is. Then we have our nationalism, then we have our country in which we live, and we have our mother who seemingly raises us. We have these values, and all countries have these values, and all countries have these same basic principles that guide them. God, country, and mother. Now, the mother represents the home, the country represents the nation in which they live, and God represents the allness of the divine. We have to sometimes readdress ourselves to what we believe is mother, what we believe is country, what we believe is God. And when God at all times is good, then we can be sure that we have the right attitude toward all things. When God is represented as the ideal, the uplifting attitude of beings such as ourselves, then we are on the right path. We have to think once again and again and again, where is our value? Where is our value? What are our values? How do we metamorphosize ourselves as we go through life? Do we take on values that are intrinsic within us, or do we take on values that are trained in us by our relationships with our friends, our neighbors, our other greater family, the country we live in, and all these things? We have to sort of be very diligent and very careful that we know who we are and we stand for who we are. We are not our brother's keeper. much as we continually want to tell ourselves we are. We are first our own keeper. First, we have to take care of our own thought, our own attitude toward life. And when we take care of our own thought and our own attitude toward life, it basically comes out of the idea that we want to be loved and we want to be loving. We want to see harmony and peace everywhere, and we want to be harmony and peace. As we hold these virtues, as we hold these concepts to be the ultimate beingness that we are, then we can be sure that we are very much on the right path. We can be sure that as we change, as we metamorphize our being from that which we appear to be into that which we are, we will be something that we shall always know is our highest and best. People oftentimes come to the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campbell, and they say, treat that I'm whole and perfect. Treat that I'm rich. Treat that I have my own way. And we treat for them in our way whatever is for their highest good. We don't treat that they get what they want, that they get the healing they want, that they get the objects that they want and things that they pray for. But we treat for their highest and best. Because from our objective point of view, or non-objective point of view, we look at the lives of others and ourselves, and we don't always know what is our highest and best. But we do know that there is a beingness, there is God, and that God does know the highest and best for all of us. And that as we lay ourselves open to the highest and best from our divine self, from our God self, that highest and best brings itself forth and manifests itself in our life in a very beautiful and a very significant manner. And such a metamorphosis is the type of thing that we want to take place in our life. It's the type of thing that we want to experience in our life. It's the type of thing that we want to be in our life. And for us to be that means that we have to be really consistent in everything that we do, in every attitude that we have, and in every way that we go. Today, this is our direction. This is our manner. This is who we are. And today, we can set that direction in a very wonderful way, if we choose. And all of the attitudes of the world, of God, of country, of mother, they will be put in the right perspective, with God first, as always, dividing, directing, divining our path. Are we ready to let go and let God? If we are, we can be sure the results will be exactly what we want. Think on these things, and in the process, have a wonderful day. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.